This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'zeicha Nishmas Imi Moirasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Socha Beresh. In this week's Sedra, we have the Parsha of Birchas Kahanim. By Birchas Kahanim, the Kahanim bench Klal Yisrael, V'tzivonu Levorech Es Amo Yisrael B'Ahava. Hashem commanded us, the Kahanim, to bench the nation of Israel B'Ahava with love. What does it mean, Levorech Es Amo Yisrael B'Ahava? Some learn that it means that the Kahanim should give the bracha with love and a complete heart. B'Ahava is referring to how the Kahanim should give the bracha. They should give it B'Ahava. If that's the pshat, this is learned from the word in the Pasuk, Koy Sevaruchu Es B'nei Yisrael, Amor Lohem. Rashi points out that the word Amor is written Mole, Aleph Mem Vavresh, with a Vav, to imply that the Kahanim should bless the B'nei Yisrael, B'kavono Uvelev Sholem, with concentration and with a whole heart. The same way Amor is written Mole, complete. That's the way the Kahanim should give the Bracha, complete and B'ahava. However, others learn that the bracha of Levorech Es Amo Yisrael B'Ahava is not telling us how the Kahanim should give the bracha, but rather the bracha is that Klal Yisrael should have Ahava and Achdus between each other. Levorech Es Amo Yisrael B'Ahava. Hashem commanded us to bless Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael should have Ahava between each other. According to this pshat, we can understand why Birchas Kahanim is written in the singular, Yivorechecho Hashem V'Yishmerecho, instead of Yivorech Hashem Eschem, V'yishmer Hashem Eschem, in the plural. Because since the bracha of B'Ahava is that Klal Yisrael should be B'Ahava V'Achdus, therefore it is written in the singular, as if all of Klal Yisrael is one unit B'Achdus. Also, the gematria of the word Ahava equals 13, which is the same gematria as the word Echad, again pointing to the meaning of the bracha of B'Ahava, that Klal Yisrael should be Echad, B'Achdus, and B'Ahava. There is an interesting pshat from the Sefer Shiftei Ka, written by a Talmud of the Ramchal who lived in Italy. And he writes that in Italian, the way to say the word love is amore. And since Lashon HaKodesh is the origin of all languages, when the Torah says amor lohen, amor similar to amore, means love. And according to this pshat, the word amor alone, even without the extra vav, would be the source why we say in Birchas Kahanim, Levorech Es Amo Yisrael B'Ahava. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the Gemara Moed Katan Daf Tes points out why on day 11 of the Korbanos HaNesiim does the Pasuk say B'Yoyim Ashtei Oso Yoyim, stating the word Yoyim twice, B'Yoyim Ashtei Oso Yoyim. Says the Gemara, from the extra word Yoyim we learn, Ma Yoyim Kulei Ratzuf, just like a single day by its very definition is consecutive, Af Ashtei Oso Yoyim Kulon Ritzufim. So too all 12 days on which the Nesiim brought their Korbanos were consecutive. There was no break between the days. They even brought the Korbanos on Shabbos. The Medrash learns that they brought their Korbanos even on Shabbos from a different Pasuk. From the Pasuk of Nasi Echod LaYoyim, Nasi Echod LaYoyim. One Nasi per day, one Nasi per day. And the question is, where do we see from that Pasuk, Nasi Echod LaYoyim, Nasi Echod LaYoyim, that they brought the Korbanos even on Shabbos? The Mefarshim explained that the Gemara says that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the first day of the Korbanos of the Nesiim, was on Sunday. If they did not bring their Korbanos on Shabbos, it would come out that they brought the Korbanos Sunday through Friday in week 1, skip Shabbos, and then Sunday through Friday in week 2, 6 days in the first week, 6 days in the second week, totaling 12 days for the 12 Nesiim. And that would mean that every day of the week had two Nesiim bringing Korbanos. One Nasi on Sunday in week 1, and another Nasi on Sunday in week 2. One Nasi on Monday in week 1, and another Nasi on Monday in week 2, and so on. So every day of the week had two Nesiim, except for Shabbos, where there were no Korbanos. However, if the Nesiim did bring the Korbanos on Shabbos, the order of the days would be in week 1, they brought it from Sunday through Shabbos, 7 days, and then 5 more days in week 2 to total 12 days, Sunday through Thursday. In that sequence, every day of the week would have two Nesiim bringing Korbanos over the 2 week span, except for Friday and Shabbos, because Friday and Shabbos had Korbanos in the first week, but in week 2, it was already finished by Thursday. So Friday and Shabbos had only one Nasi bringing Korbanos on their day. Lefizeh, the Mefarshim explained that this is the pshat in the Medrash. We know that they brought their karbonis on Shabbos from the pasuk Nasi Echad Layoim, Nasi Echad Layoim, which means that there were 2 days that there was only Nasi Echad. Nasi Echad Layoim, Nasi Echad Layoim. 2 days that there was only Nasi Echad. And that works out only if they brought their karbonis on Shabbos. Because in week one, they brought throughout the whole week, Sunday through Shabbos. And then in week two, Sunday through Thursday. So Friday and Shabbos were the 2 days that it was Nasi Echad Layoim, Nasi Echad Layoim. But if they did not bring the karbonis on Shabbos, all the days of the week, Sunday through Friday, would have two Nasiim, besides for Shabbos, which did not have any karbonis. So Nasi Echad Layoim, Nasi Echad Layoim, which means there were 2 days that had one Nasi, only works out if they brought their karbonis through Shabbos. And that, says the Medrash, is the source, that the Nasiim brought their karbonis even on Shabbos.